The Royals hosting the Astros. Dallas Keuchel scratched from his start prior to the game due to illness. Dion Diaz taking his place. Pick it up in the second, 1-0 Houston. It's Diaz facing Chesler Cuthbert.
0-1. And that's line down the left field line. Base hit for Cuthbert heading toward the corner. Perez motoring for third base as Reddick having some trouble with it down the line. Perez around third and coming home, and he will score well ahead of Correa's relay. It's an RBI double for Cuthbert, and we're tied at one. So a tie ball game once again, and here's Alcides Escobar with the runner at second and two out. Here's the 1-0. That's lined in the right center for a base hit. Springer was playing shallow, slides over to try and cut it off. As a run scores, Cuthbert comes home. Escobar an RBI single, and it's a 2-1 Royals lead. Back-to-back two-out RBI hits for Kansas City.
1-0 pitch is driven center field, backing up Marisnik. This has a chance to get out of here, and it does. Straight away center field, right over the 410 sign. And Lorenzo Cain goes deep and makes it a 3-1 ball game.
Joaquin Soria in the game for Kansas City. Comes on here trying to strand some more inherited runners. Bregman at third. Marisnik at second. Springer at first. Bases loaded with two out. Astros trail 7-3. And Josh Reddick coming to the plate representing the tying run for the Astros. Here's the 1-1. And that's grounded sharply off the heel of Escobar's glove and goes into center field. Bregman scores, Marisnik scores, Springer to second. And it is 7-5 Royals. An error on Escobar.
One of the most sure-handed shortstops in the league. And that just crawled right up his wrist.
Tying runs on. Altuve at the plate as a go-ahead run. 2-2, ground ball left side. Fielded by Cuthbert, races to third, gets the force out there on Springer, and the inning draws to a close. Astros get a little closer, scoring three times, and we head now to the bottom of the eighth, Royals 7, Astros 5. Here's Yuli Gurriel, who hit a three-run home run off of Herrera to extend the Astros' lead on Monday. Astros down to their final strike. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out on a fastball running inside, and that is the ball game. Kansas City Royals take their second in a row, beating the Houston Astros tonight by a final of 7-5.
Kelvin Herrera with his 13th save as the Royals take it 7-5. Jason Vargas wins his third straight start, allowing two runs in five innings. Chesler Cuthbert, two hits and three RBIs. George Springer extends his hitting streak to 12 games in the loss. The Astros dropped their second straight to the Royals. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after the game.
Yeah, well, he's been sick for the last couple of days, so he didn't feel great coming in. And then as he started his throwing program in the bullpen, a couple of things happened. One, he didn't feel great. Two, he didn't look great according to our coaches, and so we scratched him. You know, that we found out as guys were finishing up their warm-up, so it was a quick decision to scratch him.
What's the nature of his illness, can you say?
We'll see. We're gonna see him tomorrow. I mean, he went back to the hotel, but he's had some problems. You know, he's lost a little bit of weight over the last few days. He hasn't felt a ton of energy, so that's about all I know.
Stomach, cold?
I don't know.
Kind of a challenge for you to...
Yeah, it's tough. You know, you get guys did the best they could. You know, Diaz just got here. He hadn't pitched in a few days. We were fortunate to have him, and he went as long as he could. You know, it started with an already taxed bullpen, and we pieced it together to even have the tying run on base in the eighth, or up to bat in the eighth, and the ninth. It was a pretty good testament to our pen doing the best they could. A couple guys pitching, you know, maybe when they arguably shouldn't have. And then our offense hanging in there to even make it a game.
What about Gregerson's outing tonight?
Yeah, it was the best he's been, over the last few outings. He's mixing his changeup a little bit. His slider was a little bit better. Really just escaping the game with a couple zeros for him should boost his confidence a little bit and get his momentum going the right direction. He's not normally a multi-inning, you know, reliever, so he picked up our pen, hung the game in there while we tried to peck away at it, so it was nice to see him get some zeros.
When you have a situation like that with a starter, how much of a scramble is it?
It's a flurry because, you know, mostly because our pen was pretty taxed to begin with. So it was easy to default to Diaz. He was the most rested. He'd gone three innings and 50 pitches in the minor leagues before. So we just ran up and got him. So most of the young relievers are going to be out in the pen, you know, during the starters' warm-ups anyway. So we quickly rallied everybody to make sure, you know, Sip and Gregerson and Harris and those guys that were, you know, potentially available were going to be down there a little early, because I knew the early parts of the game we were going to mix and match the best we could to get outs.
Diaz wasn't called up because of the possible need for a starter?
No. He's a reliever. So, I mean, if we needed a starter, we'd have called up a starter.
A couple of good games for McCann. What's been different?
His timing's a little different, and I think his body position's a lot better in the box. Seeing him hit the ball to left field for the double the other day, the pull homer, the dead center field home run today, the base hit up the middle off a lefty, are all good signs that he's controlling his body, controlling his bat path. So I'm happy with the swings. Obviously, that was a good display for him, and certainly somebody that we need to get going again. It's the best he's swung the bat since he came off the DL.
Up next, the series against the Royals concludes on Thursday with Lance McCullers Jr. on the hill.